This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Trump administration is still looking for a legal way around a Supreme Court decision blocking the inclusion of a citizenship question on next year's census. AP's Mark Sherman has more.
There's been a dizzying series of events, and the latest news is that the Justice Department says that it's continuing to look for legal grounds to try to force the inclusion of the question on the census. And that comes just shortly after the president himself said he is considering an executive order to get the question included, among other options. What's not clear is exactly how the government plans to proceed.
The deadline for U.S. government lawyers to give a reason for including the question on the country's 2020 census passed earlier today. Sudan's ruling military council and a coalition of opposition and protest groups reached an agreement to share power during a transition period leading to elections. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
It could mean an end to a standoff that has seized Sudan. The Northeast African country's military and civilian leaders have struck a deal to share power for a span of 3 years. Thousands of people came out onto the streets to celebrate the news. The two sides held talks in the capital Khartoum for 2 days. They agreed to rotate power between them, set up an independent technocratic government, and launch an independent probe into the deadly violence of recent weeks. Talks restarted after a month-long pause and a bloody crackdown by the military.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. India has unveiled plans to ramp up foreign investment and meet its ambitious target of growing into a $5 trillion economy by 2025. India's finance minister says India must invest heavily in infrastructure, the digital economy, and job creation. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council is